Each year, researchers at the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute put out the county health rankings. The rankings show how counties across the country match up on things like life expectancy and residents' health. Most of the counties around Chicago do really well, but Cook County is way down near the bottom, 75th out of 102 Illinois counties in health outcomes. We'll get back to Cook in a minute, but 20 spots down the list is Edwards County, where I met
Misty Pearson. I'm a registered nurse, just recently got my bachelor's degree in 2012. I'm the administrator of the Edwards County Health Office.
Edwards County ranks 96th out of all Illinois counties for health outcomes, or 7th sickest in the state. It's due south from Chicago, down near where Illinois, Kentucky, and Indiana meet, and it's incredibly sparse. It's got 30 people per square mile. The Illinois average is almost 8 times as much. And they're one of only 2 counties without an official health department.
We are not certified through the state of Illinois by our own choice, I guess. Not my choice. I would change that if I could.
That's right. The health office isn't certified. That's because Edwards County leaders are so against the state being involved in their county, they refuse to take health funding from Illinois because it comes with strings attached, like state oversight.
Food sanitation and stuff like that, we don't have that in Edwards County. None of our restaurants are ever even looked at.
Really? Does it make you nervous to eat at the restaurants?
It does. There's a few that I won't eat at. So actually the only service that we can provide to our community that a health department with help from the state are vaccines for children.
I went 4 hours south to Edwards because I thought, since it's so down near the bottom on health, I'd get some insight into what the state could do to help its citizens lead healthier lives. But the state can't force people to vaccinate their kids or counties to take its money. Still, the experts I talked to say the state needs to come up with policies that work for Edwards County with 30 people per square mile and Cook County with 5,500. They say it can be done because despite their differences in population and demographics, the counties face similar health challenges. At the top of the list is access to doctors for poor people. The Illinois Department of Public Health has a map of areas with a dearth of primary care providers. There are a lot of downstate counties shaded in, but there's also a bunch of Chicago neighborhoods, from Rogers Park up north to Austin on the west side and Chicago Heights down south. Harold Pollack with the University of Chicago says the state could help poor people in urban and rural areas by raising Medicaid rates or just paying its bills on time.
And I can tell you that as someone who takes care of an adult on Medicaid, that there are services that we can't use because the providers that we'd like to use don't accept Medicaid.
So physician shortages might not be the happiest point of unity. But Misty Pearson in Edwards County and Harold Pollack in Chicago say they and others will be thinking of it when they go into the voting booth. In a little more than 2 weeks, there will be millions of people at the polls. They'll each have different experiences and different expectations, but they'll all be voting on the future of one state. I'm Patrick Smith.